Thoughts are the most powerful and influential force in the universe. They are more powerful than what is described to be the weapons of mass destruction. They are more powerful than dynamite. They are more powerful than nuclear power. They are more powerful than any of the individuals that we think about in history who have had a profound influence on masses and masses of people. People who were deleterious dictators such as Hitler or Stalin, and leaders who were truly inspirational leaders, individuals such as Abraham Lincoln. So, the question here turns on how do we transform our personal thoughts each day. I have a discussion about the influence of our own thought forms on our health and wellness in the book Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. Some people who have read this discussion have concluded that a good practice every day will be to take a meditation of anywhere between 10 minutes and 20 minutes and focus on positive hopes, positive aspirations. What you want to manifest for yourself in your life, and to make sure that during that meditation, nothing negative is actually expressed. That's a great idea, and it's a good habit to have, to be sure. I would suspect that you'll see, as a result, wonderful results. But, as it turns out, that will not yield the most profound impact on your feelings day to day, your ability to transform any imbalances, any symptoms that you may be experiencing in your life to a state of being symptom-free, to a state of being in full balance and full health and wellness, a state of being in your true and absolute power. And here's why. Every day, it's estimated by scientists that any individual has approximately 60,000 thoughts. That's from the time that the person wakes up until the time the person actually goes to bed. That's a lot of thoughts. And if you'll begin to track yourself just over a short period of time, the count that you'll get just after about 10 minutes is quite amazing. It's really quite staggering. Here's why we really do not realize our potential as humans. 90% of the thoughts that we have each and every day are, hold on to your seats, the same thoughts. It's like a hamster wheel. We get onto the hamster wheel and we literally roll around in our heads the same friggin' thought day after day after day. And of course, on some days, we have the same thought, not just twice or three times. We can have the same thought 100 or 200 or 500 or even 1,000 times. It's almost a plague that occupies our brain. It occupies hard space in our brains, and so if we're rolling around the same thoughts in our thinking patterns day in and day out, then we're taking up a great deal of the potential we have for being able to manifest our destiny. How can we transform that? Well, what I want to do today in the meditation is introduce an exercise that I have been trying out on myself with considerable success. So don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting this is something that I no longer do. I certainly do. I every day notice that I have the same thoughts. So what do I do about it? And in the exercise today, I'm going to introduce to you a way of being able to track for yourself what happens in your own thinking patterns, moment to moment, hour by hour, morning, evening, and afternoon as well. The idea then is, it's not a focused intention that is set in a meditation that lasts 10 or 20 minutes. the real impact of our thoughts unfolds because we have thoughts continuously. We have thoughts each and every moment. If we then begin to transform the moment-by-moment thoughts that we have, that is when true and genuine transformation is possible. That's when we can jumpstart any imbalances that might be present in our bodies into balances, health, and wellness. This particular meditation, then, is not just going to be a guided imagery. I'm going to actually ask you to do a little bit of work. And I want to suggest that I think the work is going to really pay off. To continue then, let me just suggest that you're going to need to be able to allocate another 20 minutes to be able to do the exercise that we're about to set. You can always run back to this meditation to about a third of the way in and start this particular exercise at any time when you have enough time to be able to actually accomplish the tasks that I'm about to suggest that you do. In order to be able to begin, you will need a writing utensil, whatever favorite utensil that might be. It could be a pen or a pencil, or it could be you might want to type this up on a computer. Whatever is your way, whatever is the easiest way. And of course, if you're not going to type this up on a computer into a file of some type, a Word file, you'll need several pieces of paper or a pad of paper. And of course, you want to be sure to be totally and completely comfortable. So as you write, you want to be able to write down on a comfortable table or a place where you can put your pad that's a comfortable place for writing. You may want to spread out on bed or in a comfortable chair or on the floor, wherever is best for you to be able to then to record what I'm about to ask you to record. And again, if I were doing this in the moment, I would actually be typing up the ideas on a computer because I can type faster than I can write in longhand. So choose whichever writing mechanism is easiest, most convenient, and most familiar to you. You might want to turn this off for a minute if you need to go get a pencil or a pen and some paper, or if you need to turn your computer on or to a particular Word program so that you can get ready to be, again, this particular exercise. Now that you're ready to actually do some recording, I'm going to give you an assignment, which, of course, is the core of the meditation for the week. The assignment is going to be to literally, as a stream of consciousness, begin to write down physically all of the thoughts that you notice that you are having. I'm going to give you just an example of what you might write down because it's quite amazing how many little tiny thoughts sneak in so quickly. You may have problem recording them all. That's okay. Feel free to jot down notes or even one word if you find you're jumping pretty quickly from one thought to the next. So let me just give you an example of what you might start to write when we actually ask you to start writing. You might begin to say to yourself and begin to write the following thought. So I'll give you a stream of consciousness to give you an example of how this might unfold. I haven't fed the dog yet. I think my medication is wearing off. No, I need to actually take my medication. I wonder when this Robert guy is going to come back on. I don't really want to spend that much time. He said 20 minutes. I wonder if it's really going to be 20 minutes or not. Is this really worth it? Do I want to take the time to do this? I wonder about my son. I wonder how he's doing in the moment. I forgot today what I really want to do is to go shopping and buy some pumpkin bread. My dog, you know what? My dog has not been, I forget the pumpkin bread. I need to take the dog to the vet. My car, that's right. I forgot. I've got to get the car fixed. So, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. The task. All right. Let's see. I don't know. This is kind of stupid. I can't write all the thoughts down that I'm really having. It's just too much trouble. I don't really know whether I want to do this or not. Is this whole thing worth it? I don't quite get what's going. Boy, look at the smell. What is that? What's going on back in the back of the house. I really have an ache in the bottom of my spine. I can't believe this is, I can't continue doing this. This is just, I'm so uncomfortable. Okay, let me just stop right now. And of course, I don't know if even one of those thoughts might be a thought that you would actually have. But that's an example of our stream of consciousness. It really runs pretty quickly if you just begin to let it unfold, if you begin to actually start listening. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is to literally record down on a piece of paper or on the computer that stream of consciousness, those thoughts that you're actually having in the moment. Now, the idea is not to force thoughts. I'm not going to ask you to focus on any particular topic. That's not what this is about. This is about beginning to pay attention to the thoughts that actually run through our minds moment to moment. So get ready. And again, you may have problems recording them all. That's okay. Don't worry about that. Just jot a note or a check. You might even have to put a number if you don't have time to be able to actually record it down. And try to catch all the thoughts. In other words, you might even be having a lot of thoughts about difficulty that you're having with writing or recording the thoughts. It's important, though, that they get recorded in some fashion. If you miss some of the thoughts, don't worry about it. This is something that you can do as an exercise every day this week. So get ready, get set. Let's take a breath so that you can just get set to be able to do what I'm asking you to do today. So a nice, easy, slow breath as we do both together. And I'm going to now ask you to launch your recording of thoughts. And of course, what I'm going to do is mostly be quiet because I don't want to interfere with any of the thoughts that you're going to have. I don't want to influence what thoughts that you have, because if I do begin to intercede with a suggestion here or there, your thoughts are going to likely be, well, that jerk, I can't remember the thought I just had, those kinds of things. I'd like for this to be your stream of consciousness, the kind of thoughts that you typically might roll around in your head. So let it go wherever you might want to let your thoughts go. And what I'm going to now do is to ask you to get your writing utensil ready or to get your fingers on your computer ready. And I'm going to say set. And when I say go, I'm going to ask you to begin recording your thoughts beginning from the moment I say go. So get started and go. Start writing now. I invite you now to stop recording the stream of consciousness that you just engaged. Was that fun or was that fun? How long is your list? How many thoughts did you have that you didn't even have an opportunity to record that were lost or forgotten as you went through that very brief 6-minute sequence of recording and acknowledging and making conscious the thoughts that were rattling around in the hamster wheel of your minds? I have a next assignment for you now. Please read down your list, and I'm going to ask you to take a second piece of paper, and for each thought that you recorded, ask yourself the question, is this a thought that I would like to retain for myself? Is this a thought that serves my best and highest good or not? Now, if the thought is a thought that serves your best and highest good, if this is a thought that you would like to keep and retain, if this is a thought that you would like to have a second time or a third time or even frequently, record that specific thought on a separate piece of paper. So what you need to do now is to look down and to decide which of these thoughts would you like to keep? Which of these thoughts do you want to treasure? Which of these thoughts are serving your best and highest good? So look down each one after another. And when you find one and think, yeah, that's it. I like that thought. I get a lot of energy. That gives me a lot of pleasure. That thought serves my best and highest good. Then record that thought over in a second piece of paper. And as you do, scratch that thought off on the first piece of paper. You know, just draw a line through it. Because you want to be sure to retain any of these thoughts that you'd like to be able to keep and to have again. Look then down your list, one thought after another, remembering what it was that you recorded, and ask the question, which of these do I want to retain, and which of these really don't matter? Recording those that you want to keep on the second piece of paper. And I wouldn't make it a big decision point if it just feels instinctively you want to keep it. Just put it over on the other list with a notation. No requirement that a big, enormous decision has to be made about any of these, obviously. Scanning down the list, however long or short the list in the moment might be, and deciding which of these thoughts do you want to keep and have again. Recording those on the second piece of paper, and deleting that particular thought you want to keep from the first piece of paper. Making decisions instinctively and intuitively, not trying to analyze, just simply, quickly deciding which of these do you want to have again and which do you not. And recording those on the second or separate piece of paper or a second file on your computer if you are doing this on the computer. And it's important that you not think, oh, I don't have time to do this. I'll come back and do it. It's important to do it right now, to acknowledge whichever thoughts you want to retain and put them on the second piece of paper. And if you feel rushed, just jot a note down so you'll be able to remember what the thought was. How long is your list? How many entries do you have? Are you surprised by how long it is over such a short period of time? What proportion of thoughts did you decide you'd like to be able to have again? Was it only 10%, just like researchers say, or was it more? Or was it less? In the moment, of course, that percentage could be any figure. The invitation is to simply acknowledge what proportion of thoughts that you had over this silent exercise are thoughts that are serving your best and highest good, and those that really are simply filling up space on the hard disk of your minds. Acknowledge the reality that we have thoughts continuously, little tiny thoughts, some of them middle range thoughts, some of them huge thoughts, every day that are not serving our best and highest good, thoughts that are just taking up space and time, thoughts that are coming from some deep unconscious place that are literally curses, that are blockages to our being able to return to full health and wellness. It's just the way it is. It's just what happened. It is why it has been said throughout the centuries that we only realize the tip of the iceberg of our abilities. 5%, some say, 10% others. Some are very, very optimistic and claim it's 15%. Imagine what will happen once you reclaim just half of what has been unclaimed to date. Those of you who have your lists on a computer, I invite you to print them out. Both lists, the list of the thoughts that you initially recorded and the list of thoughts that you want to be sure and retain. To do that, you might need to stop this particular meditation recording so that you can get that done. Those of you that have been recording your thoughts on a physical piece of paper, you're good to go with the next step in this particular meditative exercise. Take the list of the thoughts that are no longer serving your best and highest good. And hold this list between your two hands. Notice and acknowledge that this does not resonate with a high frequency. Rather, it's resonating with a very low and dark energy. It may have no feeling to you at all, and that says everything, doesn't it? So holding this particular list between your two hands, with your imagination, I'd like to request that you envision a clear ball in front of you. It's easiest to close your eyes, but if you prefer, feel free to keep your eyes open. See now a clear ball. And as you hold this list between your two hands physically, in your imagination, take each and every thought that you wish now to discard from the hard disk of your minds and place those thoughts into this clear ball now. You're going to do this in your imagination, obviously, and not physically. So literally take the thoughts and place them one by one into this clear ball as you're holding the physical list between your two hands. Place them in the ball, each one, for these are thoughts that you no longer wish to carry moment to moment. Now, take the physical list and put it aside. You no longer want to hold the list between your two hands. Add to the ball now all of the other thoughts that you have had since you woke up this morning and place those thoughts that are no longer serving your best and highest good into this clear ball which sits in front of you. You don't have to think specifically what those thoughts are. It doesn't really matter. You're just going to use your intention to say, I know there are a lot of thoughts that I don't want to carry now, again. Just place them in the ball. Just pitch them in there. Throw them in there with your intention. Think ahead, fast forward, and just imagine that, of course, for the rest of the day, there will be other thoughts that you will be thinking about that you would also like to place in the ball. Go ahead and put those in advance into the ball. I know you haven't even thought of them yet, but go ahead and throw them into the ball now. Why not? And fill the ball up with thoughts, little tiny thoughts, medium-sized thoughts, and humongous thoughts. Thoughts that have a heavy weight, thoughts that have a light weight, but thoughts that are no longer serving your best and highest good, thoughts that are filling up space on the hard disk of your abilities and your power, and place all of those using your imagination into the clear ball which sits in front of you. Put them all in there with your intention. Fill up the ball. And if you didn't start with a ball that was big enough, make it larger. After all, this is all done in your imagination. Surround this ball now with a golden light in your imagination. Infuse it with the energy, the high frequency energy of a golden light, for these are all thoughts that you no longer wish to carry and to have throughout the rest of the day. And take your two hands, for you have the power of the universe to take all that is contained within this ball and begin to lift this ball over your head and gently push it up higher and higher and higher above the roof of the building where you now sit or the car where you now sit, up into the ethers of the atmosphere of the earth, and higher and higher and higher, such that this ball escapes the atmospheric contours of the earth into the netherlands of the universe. And see now this golden ball dissolve as it rises higher and higher and higher. Feel the penetration of the golden light now as it soothes and soaks into each and every cell of your body, nurturing you and the thought forms that you will be having for the rest of the day that do serve your best and highest good. Be soaked, feel the pleasure, see the golden light, feel the high frequency. This is the place of manifestation. This is the place where positive thought forms will enable you to return to a state of full health and wellness. Be nurtured here in this place. Know that you can always return here using your intention by taking two effortless breaths, giving your body an opportunity to remember this place. Go ahead and take two effortless breaths now. An exercise that I have done for myself that has been extremely beneficial is the following. When I do have thoughts that I recognize are not serving my best and highest good, when I acknowledge this is a thought that I have had 10, 20, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 times before in my life, I simply acknowledge it to be so, and then I do a quick energy burst with my breath, and I say, I clear this thought out now. So it sounds like this. I have the thought, and then no matter where I am or what I'm doing, I put the burst of energy, and I say, let this thought be gone now. And the magic is the thought is gone. I've used my intention to say, I'm not going there anymore. This is taking up space. This is taking up energy. This is cluttering my life. This is not serving my best and highest good. A lot of these thoughts, incidentally, will be worries. Worries that are not unfounded. Concerns that you can do nothing about. Make it a practice then for the rest of the day to do just that. We certainly have not obstructed thoughts that no longer serve your best and highest good, but chances are we've reduced them. And that leaves quite a bit of room for you to be able to have new thoughts about what you do want to manifest today, new thoughts about what you want to become today, new thoughts about what you want to do differently today. For with new thoughts, we open up new opportunities, new adventure, and we open up our life force to be able to experience the fullness of being alive in the moment. Please retain your two lists for the week. Be reminded of the thoughts that you do want to retain, and be reminded of the thoughts that you do not want to retain. I suggest you don't look at either of the lists in any great detail. Just put them somewhere where you can be reminded each day this week that, yes, that's right, there are thoughts that are not serving my best and highest good, and with my intention, I can decide not to think those thoughts anymore. And I can do it in the moment. So notice, this challenge is not a challenge where you have to allocate 30 minutes during the day, as you have allocated in actually doing the exercise that I've crafted and invented for you this week. You don't have to set aside any time to actually do this. You do it in the moment as it actually happens. It's a question of making conscious. That's not a thought that you want to have anymore. And then, with a burst of energy, clearing it out, blowing it away, and with your intention, allowing there to be a space available to be filled with new insights, new ideas, new nourishment. Feel now the nourishing quality of the golden light as it soaks into each and every cell of your body, allowing you to retain, to focus, and to nurture all of those thoughts that do serve your best and highest good. For as you are able to maintain this space in this way, your return to full health and wellness will unfold effortlessly and expediently. Be amazed at the pace of your recovery as a function of how you are able to cast out those thoughts that no longer serve your best and highest good, and acknowledge a large number of those thoughts that you are having every day that are these same thoughts that you have been having for years and years and years and years. Many blessings to each and every one of you. May the thoughts that you have, beginning in this moment, throughout the day, throughout the week, and throughout the rest of your life, nurture your life force and allow you to manifest your destiny in just the way you envision it to be. This is Robert Rogers, and this is, of course, Parkinson's Recovery.